Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Okay, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. This is time for the calendar. This is Jerry Douglas and Mark O'Connor and all the boys. But before we start the calendar, and because we did a rerun last week, we haven't had a chance to mention the Tumbleweed Festival. What an awesome, awesome job those guys. They came through every year, and it's always a bit tight. They always wonder if they're going to have the volunteers to make the thing work and the people to coordinate it, and it's a year-round project. Gene Carbaugh did such a nice job of coordinating that whole thing, and all the folks that still work on it year after year after year. Jim Coleman and Mary Hartman and Mickey Perry and so many, 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 many different folks that I can't even remember their names because I see them sort of in passing, but they're always doing it every year, working on the Tumbleweed Festival. Not to mention all the performers who returned and the new performers. Pretty cool stuff. Alrighty? Okay, so that's how that worked. Congratulations, Tumbleweed. They had a wonderful jam at the end at a new venue. And I probably shouldn't say the venue because that means I'm advertising it. But it's a wonderful, wonderful place to do their jam. And a big song jam. Alrighty, so let's rock and roll into the calendar here. Tonight, second Saturday dance in Spokane, Washington at the East Spokane Grange there on North Park. And you want to check that out. That'll be a real good one. They brought in the troops. And yes, they did. Good band, good caller. So check that out. Crooked Kilt is the band, actually. Tonight in the Tri-Cities, if you're listening in the Tri-Cities, the second Saturday sing-along has been going on now for 16 years, the second Saturday sing-along at the Round Table Pizza Parlor there in Richland, Washington. Starts around 7 o'clock. Get in there, get some pizza, and sing-along. And it is exactly that, a big sing-along. So don't come with too much angst-ridden stuff that nobody knows the lyrics to, okay? At least if you're going to depress somebody, make sure they all sing along and all get depressed together, okay? Second Saturday sing-along. Alrighty, and then we head on into more dances. Oh, look at this. There's a second Saturday dance in Bellingham, too, at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium. That's tonight if you're listening on the 14th. Next week in Moscow, the Palouse Folklore Society resuming its dances at the 1912 Center there in Moscow. The 1912 Center there on the 21st. Also, Deb Seymour. Going to be in concert at the Unitarian Universalist Life Church in Pasco on the 21st. Deb's pretty good. We'll hear from her next week. Her new album, Hard Hat. Good stuff. All right. And we just keep on rolling into things. There's the last Saturday dance in the Tri-Cities, location to be announced. That's on the 28th. Lonesome Lyle Morris has all kinds of gigs scheduled. He's got some rock and market gigs. He's got the Farmer's Market next Wednesday, the 18th. And then he's at the, what's the winery here? I can't remember this one. On the night of the 18th, he's got a winery gig. And he's doing all kinds of things, the Valley Fest and everything. So look for Lonesome Lyle Morse's schedule. Because he's doing a lot of stuff. Alrighty. And then there are a lot of good concerts in October. Forget the Avett Brothers there, October the 19th. Get your tickets, 1-800-325-SEAT for the Avett Brothers. Roots Rock. Roots Rock, man, that's good stuff. Alrighty. One more from Gordon Lightfoot from this Harmony album. He actually introduces the thing, which I think is kind of cool, because you don't hear Gordon talk very much. And so we'll start out with that here. Alrighty. Gordon Lightfoot, one more from Harmony.
1989, I was in Manaus with a party of tree huggers, Dr. David Suzuki. And we were to meet up with Sting on the Xingu River, which was a tributary of the Amazon. Had to take a guy out into the suburbs of Manaus, which is a city of about 1.5 million people, about halfway up the Amazon River. We got there about 4 o'clock in the morning and to the Nobo Hotel. And when I got there, I noticed that the two of the letters in the name of the hotel were burned out in the neon sign, so it was like just the No Hotel. And that stuck with me as a song title over the number of years which ensued. And about 3 months ago, I finished the song. It's called The No Hotel.
Down around the No Hotel, look for me, they know me well. Travelers come and travelers go, down around the hotel door. If you choose the No Hotel, be prepared to run down. There'll be another burnt out shell. You checked in the No Hotel. Down around the No Hotel, the water there don't flow so well. Problems come and problems go, freezing showers say hello. If you choose the No Hotel, and the bellhop never rings the bell, my, there's another ne'er-do-well. Just checked in the No Hotel. Who don't wait a lot, you've checked in the New Hotel. Living at the No Hotel, just another ne'er-do-well. Seasons ebb and seasons flow, down around the hotel home. Snug in your No Hotel room, see the little critters fly above the bed sheets telling lies. You've checked in the No Hotel. Choose the No Hotel.
the bellhop never rings the bell. Now here's another burnout shell. You've checked in an old hotel.
Jubilee. One and a two and a three.
Well, I guess if my daddy had brought me up down along the road in a pickup truck, I'd feel all right in the city life. Couldn't leave no city life.
Just my luck to have the watch with nothing left to do but to watch the deadly waters glide as we rolled north to the Sioux and wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail. Whirl off one more youngster in the gale. The kid was so damn eager. It was all so big and new. You didn't have to tell him twice or find him work to do. And evenings on the mess deck, he was always first to sing and show us pictures of the girls. you wed in the spring. But I told that kid 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight, some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at her walls, and her lover's gone into the quiet squall. Now it's a thing that us old-timers know, in a sultry summer calm, there comes a blow from nowhere, and it goes off like a bomb. And a 15,000-tonner can be tossed upon her beam, while the gale roars off before it in a scream. The kid was on the hatches, lying staring at the sky. From where I stood, I swear I could see tears fall from his eyes. So I hadn't the heart to tell him that he should be on a line, even on the night so warm and fine. But I tell these kids 100 times, don't take the lakes for granted. They go from calm to 100 knots, so fast they seem enchanted. But tonight, some red-eyed Wyarton girl lies staring at her walls, and her lover's gone into a white squall. When it struck, he sat up with a start. I roared to him, get down. But for all that he could hear, I might as well not made a sound. So I clung there to the stanchions, and I felt my face go pale as he crawled hand over hand along the rail. Oh, I could feel her heeling over now with the fury of the blow. I watched the rail go under, then so terrible and slow. Then like some great dog, she shook herself and roared upright again. And o'er the side, I heard him call her name. And wonder when they'll turn again and pitch us to the rail and whirl off one more youngster in the gale.
Steal me an automobile and drive so far away. Now I am a fugitive, I'm always on the run.
that's the Avett Brothers there from their album Carolina Jubilee. That album is 10 years old. These guys have been around for a long, long, long time. And they just sort of hit the big time about 2 years ago. The Avett Brothers. For that, Sam Baker. I don't think this is the same Sam Baker that does all that real dark Texas stuff. I think this is a different Sam Baker. But his version of Stan Rogers' White Squall. And we're going to hear from... going to hear from him, his version of Lyle Lovett's Life. If I Had a Boat. Remember when Lyle Lovett recorded that back in the mid-90s, maybe even earlier? If I Had a Boat. Well, here's Sam Baker's version. I think. Well, that wasn't If I Had a Boat. That was the Avett Brothers, Pretty Girl from Locust. They got a lot of pretty girls from all over the place. Pretty girl from Chile, pretty girl from Raleigh, pretty girl from all kinds of places, all throughout their whole catalog. Probably every album has a pretty girl from something on it. Okay, here's the one I promised you, Sam Baker.
If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we would all together go out on the ocean, just me upon my pony on my boat. If I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't see me marrying old Dale. It'd just be me and Trigger. We'd go riding through the movies, by a boat and on the sea we'd sail. If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. If I had a pony, ride him on my boat. We would all together go out on the ocean, just me upon my pony on my boat. Well, the mystery masked man was smart. He got himself a Tonto, 'cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter. One day said Kimosabe, adios, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. If I were like lightning, I wouldn't need no sneakers. I'd come and go wherever I please. I'd scare 'em by the shade tree, I'd scare 'em by the light pole, but I would not scare my pony on a boat out on the sea. If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. We would all together go out on the ocean, just me upon my pony on my boat. If I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we would all together go out on the ocean, just me upon my pony on my boat.
Sam Baker, his interpretation of Lyle Lovett's If I Had a Boat, I'd Go Out on the Ocean. We have a half hour left of music to go. We have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back for lots more music. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Just hold your horses, because we are on the way back.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from Gridman Medical Center in Moscow, providing health care services, including a family birth center, emergency department with around-the-clock physician staffing, a sleep study center, women's imaging center, and more. Gridman Medical Center. Information at gridman.org.
One more sunny day with high temperatures today, 90 in Pullman, 96 in Clarkston. partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s to mid-60s. Becoming mostly cloudy tomorrow, a slight chance of showers, high temperatures upper 80s to lower 90s. Next week, cooler and cloudy.
There's a big old moon on the water tonight. like I finally got my ace in the hole. Gonna shake the dice, let them roll, put it all on love.
Put it all on love.
You got to put it all on love.
Put it all on love.
Oh, oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Put it all on love.
You got to put it all on love.
Put it all on love.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it all on love.
You got to put it all on love.
Put it all on.
Edna was 80 years old last July. She's older and grayer, but then so am I. All of our married life, all of our days, we started each morning the very same way. We go waltzing around in the nude. The neighbors complain that it's crude, but Edna and me feel we've been misconstrued. It's not rude waltzing around in the nude. The gramophone stands on the living room floor, next to the sofa, across from the door. We hum all the tunes and we sway with the beat. With love in our hearts, we're so light on our feet. We go waltzing around in the nude. The kids think we're missing a screw or two. Our kids are prudes, they just can't get used to Edna and me waltzing round in the nude. I'm lost when we floated like leaves on the breeze, pleasing each other, we'd do as we pleased. Still we're two dancing fools, Edna and me, though nowadays I'm kinda stiff at the knees. We go waltzing around in the nude, and I don't know a happier mood. With what joy I'm imbued and what wonders I've viewed, waltzing around in the nude. When the coffee is hot, when the sun's shining bright, sometimes a waltz feels too airy and light. These are the moments when Edna delights in changing the record to something just right. And so we do the polka in the nude. We love all those fiddles and flutes, and we open a few of the beers that we brewed, doing the polka in the nude. We go spinning around and around till Edna gets dizzy and falls down. She giggles, she points, she thinks I'm cute, doing the polka in my birthday suit. So do the polka in the nude. It works great for us, it will work great for you. It keeps your heart young and keeps your love true, like Edna and me do the polka in the nude. Hey!
We sing to the heavens above and dance our joy on the ground, playing in the key of love till the walls come tumbling down. We come together in this place on holy ground where is a state of grace, music all around. We sing to the heavens above and dance our joy on the ground, playing the key of love till the walls come tumbling down. For all our common life and breath, for world community, for courage in the face of death, ending tyranny. We sing to the heavens above and dance.
and celebrate this work of art in great diversity. When we sing to the heavens above and dance our joy on the ground, play in the key of love, walls come tumbling down.
That rusty dent. Landlord's acting booty cause he hadn't paid the rent. He's got an upscale date and he needs a new cravat. Does he have enough of this? Does he have enough of that? A day at the office can be utterly berserk, so he charges some Java before he goes to work. Too busy for Christmas gifts, there's a catalog sale. He faxes his card and gets the bill in the mail and he says, trusty credit card. Ironic how the bills keep working hard. Oh, 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 her plastic money takes her to Easy Street. Washington and Jefferson are obsolete. An Italian handbag, she sports the latest style. Someday she won't care. Meanwhile, may I have a little more credit, please? You know I want one. I need one of these, and if I don't have money, use my trusty credit card. Ironic how the bills keep working hard. When they get their paychecks, they salve their haunting fears. Knowing the first check goes to their financiers, they thought the ATM was the limitless supply. So they pay Nordstrom's, Texaco, or REI. Of course, there's Visa and American Express. They long for someplace obscure, so their fingers travel through a Caribbean brochure. With no hope of a statement that reconciles, it seems time to use those bonus miles. May I have a little more credit, please? You know I want one of those, and I need trusty credit card. I run a count the bills and keep working hard. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. You know, sometimes when you're in radio, you go through albums and you get so much music, and then occasionally you pull one out that just blows you away, and you remember that it blew you away when you first got it, and it blew you away the second time you played it 5 years ago, and it blows me away now. This is still awesome. This was an awesome, awesome trio called Crystal, Spring, and Carper. In those days, it was Rebecca Crystal and Tracy Spring and Janice Carper. And they eventually became a group called 29 Toes. They changed the name of the group. I think when I got married or something, I don't recall just exactly what happened. But Crystal, Spring, and Carper no longer exist as a group, but they still get together. They're still all good buds, and they still sing and play. But what harmonies. What awesome songs. That song about folk life, The Walls Come Tumbling Down, that Tracy Spring wrote and sang, is just so amazing. And of course, Risky Business, that's just kind of Janice Carper, her positive, feisty best. You know, now she's gotten into exploring other areas of her spirit and her songwriting, but that is just wonderful, wonderful stuff. And of course, Credit Card Blues, you just can't fault Rebecca Crystal in songwriting like that. What just great energy. Crystal, Spring, and Carper. Michael Stern also waltzes in the nude with Edna, you know, even though they're in their 80s, and they have a good time. So there you go. Alrighty. Well, I teased him about it at Tumbleweed Festival. I said, hey, you guys haven't sent me anything 32 years, and I've been doing this show, and you haven't sent me a thing, the Righteous Mothers. And so they were kind enough to give me four albums, and this is kind of a best of after a lot of years of Righteous Mothers. And it's a pretty good album, and it's a really good retrospect. It takes you from brand new unreleased material all the way back into the 80s. And this group has been around, and they have been promoting peace, and they have been promoting tolerance, and they have been promoting equality, and they have been promoting all kinds of things for all marginalized folks. Plus, they've been getting into just old funny songs, irreverent songs about the economy and all kinds of things, the Righteous Mothers. So this is their Sea Shanty, and see what happens here.
Single hash and sing, go ahead and celebrate. Conversation with a friend last night. She chose the place of trendy spot. She's dressed up right. Those days at school we dreamed of making who's who. They packed her home and when she asked, what do you do? Except to myself, instead I have it all. Only had the blues till my boss told me, you got to choose. That your mother
matters like no other mother could do.
From the bottom
except
of my heart,
but of course that's to you.
Did I lose out or did I win?
She's
mothering. From purples to diapers, I flex my brain.
She stomped across the lawn to Mary Lou, and now they're booked next month on Donahue.
Mothering. From the Bowl of Cheerios to the goodnight kiss, I don't miss the things that you think I miss.
Can you get to Sesame Street and recite Goodnight Blue?
I'm here to see the world from a child's eye view.
Dead air all over the place. Oh my goodness, the Righteous Mothers. The Righteous Mothers from their album, The Best of the Righteous Mothers.
Motel 6.
And that was their thing about mothering. They should know. Alrighty, they're doing. And they've been around for a long, 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 long time. Those Righteous Mothers have. And what can you say? And they were great at the Tumbleweed Festival. They were just great. Well, we're winding her up here, and I want to thank Evan for doing the cool edit start and the engineering part, and I want to thank Eun Jung Chin for the production assistance and working on the playlists and all that kind of thing, because I need that help, and this was fun to do with her as she wended her way through all these CDs and read all the song titles and did all that stuff. So thanks very much. If you want to email me, you email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. That's 509-332-5047. Hey, remember we did that show when we run it every year on the folk movement of the 60s and all the popular stuff? We're doing part two of that one after we rerun part one again in November. Something for you to look forward to, okay? I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and then nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, we're out of here. This show is history. If you're thinking about it now, you're living in the past. Talk to you later now. Bye.
It's a minute before 2 o'clock, and you've been listening to Inland Folk with Dan Marr on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Stay with us now for The Thistle and Shamrock with Fiona Ritchie. Later on today at 5 o'clock, it's the season opener of A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor from the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul, followed by the annual Meatloaf Supper and Street Dance on Exchange Street. We'll hear special guests, singing sisters Geraldine and Javita Steele, plus all of our regulars. That's at 5 o'clock.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from the Auditorium Series, now offering season tickets and tickets for their first concert, the Ariel String Quartet and pianist Orion Weiss, performing works by Brahms, Granados, and Schoelhoff, Tuesday the 17th at 7:30 in the UI Auditorium, auditoriumseries.org. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org.